We do have a couple of items on admin, including a consent item. I move passage of the consent item on admin.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And then finally, a scheduling matter. This came up yesterday after our discussion about the helicopter surveillance that are going to come in and have a demo for us, which is great. We've got that scheduled. I got a call from some UAV people that have been talking to me, and they called me yesterday of all times and wondering if they can come in and do a demo, similar type concept of using unmanned aircraft to surveil for construction of pipelines, for safety of pipelines, that type of thing. And so they have are going to be in town the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I didn't bring my phone around me. Of February. Can you go? Oh, February, yeah. 11th, 12th, and 13th. I am wondering if we could schedule that. We have a commission meet on the 11th. It's pretty full. We've got an informal that day already. I was hoping we could do something on the 12th, maybe the morning of the 12th. There is a board meeting for the one call, but if we could, I don't know that all three of us would be there for that whole time, or if you guys plan on being there.
I usually just go over there about 11:30, so the morning is wide open.
Okay, so if we did something at, say, 10, would 10 work?
Good for me.
9:30 or 10?
You know, if it was, didn't I think we scheduled the other one for an hour and a half, the other demonstration. So if we schedule for 10, this would end at 11:30. Would preclude getting over to the one call board by 11:30.
I don't think they anticipate taking that much time.
Okay,
so
then 10
might
be okay.
An hour should be plenty.
Okay,
so 10 o'clock. And I will get I'll get that scheduled with them then. Okay.
Madam Chair, since our attorney says it's okay, could we talk with Mr. Lean about how we're going to get to Ashley?
I think that's a great idea.
Dog sled, Jerry?
Bless you.
The plane has been reserved, and we can cancel it. We set the hearing notice for 11, so we have time to drive there in the morning if we want to do that. The question is, do you want to cancel the plane or do you want to wait and see and make that decision at the last minute if you need to?
I vote for the latter, personally.
What was the latter again, to cancel it later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See how the weather is.
I like that idea.
Well, I'll tell you, for my part, I'd be willing to just drive because if the weather conditions these last two times were so severe it was out of the question. I mean, the odds of getting just absolutely perfect weather on a particular March day, I'm not sure that even like the idea of landing the plane on that short of a runway if it's a problem on so many different days. So with the later starting time, I thought we could just drive, but I'm okay with keeping it too if it's
and seeing what the weather is.
Choice.
And I trust Executive Air, they're not going to land a plane on a runway that they can't. They aren't, they're either allowed to or not, and I hear what you're saying. For me, I'd prefer to fly if we have the option, just to get out there and back faster and minimize the amount of time away from things up here in the legislative session, etc., if the weather allows. But I like that we've scheduled it later so we can drive and make sure that one way or another we have the hearing.
But you know, we can't be waiting until 9:30 in the morning and then finding out that a little fog moved in, and you know, then it's too late to drive then anymore. I don't know, like with fleet vehicles or anything like that, I don't know what the reservation time is or when they say we can cancel it. I suppose like we could cancel it now, but I don't know, right till early that morning, or we have to be reasonable with them too, and also figure out what the deadline is for fleet vehicles.
There's not a reservation time, but if you want like a minivan, there's a chance they'll all be gone if you don't speak up ahead of time for it.
Well, could we just have one on hold?
We could reserve one, and then cancel it if we don't use it.
Let me just offer this up as a thought, that if 2 days prior it looks like we got good forecast, we just roll with it. If 2 days prior it looks like we're going to have all kinds of a mess, then maybe we just make the decision then. Maybe we should just drive. It'll be the middle of March. If it's been the winter like it has been, it might be all dry by then. If it's full, I mean, March we should have a feeling what's going to be the weather like.
Very good. I think we should reserve a van so we have that
do it all,
available, right? And then we can 2 days or 1 day ahead, decide that we're flying or not. And if the tell executive air that we'll need to know by 8 a.m. that morning if there's fog or potential for fog so that we can use Plan B.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Anything else?
Oh, man.
Okay. That concludes our special meeting.